dust. Life, life after dust. Life after dust. Life, life after dust. Life after dust. Life, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. Life, life after dust. Life after dust. Life, life after dust. Life after dust. Life, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission, and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust. Life, life after dust. Life after dust. Life, life after dust. Life after dust. Life, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. Life, life after dust. Life after dust. Life, life after dust. Life after dust. Life, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everybody? What's up? It's Monday. It's another beautiful Monday right here on Life After Dust Live, in which every Monday on Life After Dust Live is the Hot After Dusk edition, and that's where we bring you the latest in hot news, hot mess, through our perspective, along with hot music, and sometimes hot interviews. Now, you know, today's a very special day, which is going to lead to a lot of other special days, because I have some very special people with me today, and I am just so, you know, I'm going to use the captain used one of my SAT type words. I'm very elated of who we got in the show, because these people here are going, from now on, are going to be my co-hosts right here on the show. So I'm very excited to have them. You know, what I like about them all is that, you know, first off, they all already know the brand as a whole, and they, you know, they support the show. They all got some great personalities. And they all doing something. They all doing something with the, you know, their careers. They're really going hard. You know, they're not just saying they do something and not going hard at it. So, I love the fact that they decided to, you know, become a part of this movement. And, you know, just really bring some new energy to life to this show. So, definitely glad to have them. So, without further ado, and let me, you know, guys, I got to get ready. Y'all get ready for me. Without further ado, I'd like y'all to welcome my new co-host, DJ P-Buck, Taryn Lemon, and Keith the Diva. What's up? I'm glad to have every last one of y'all in the building, man. You know, it's definitely a pleasure, you know, to see y'all. You know, I'm not going to lie. I put that call thing out. I was like, oh, they going to be about to jam right out here, somebody, but y'all jumped on it like R. Kelly on a 16-year-old. Like y'all was on it.
Like R. Kelly on another chapter.
Oh man, speaking of chapter, we're not gonna speak on what we saw, or you know, that. Oh my God, I'm not gonna speak on that.
I'm trapped in the closet still. You still trapped in the closet after all these years?
Oh,
wow.
I was excited when I saw, I said, oh my God, it's continuing. And then it was whack. It was just not what I was ready for. I was like, R. Kelly, what the hell, bro? This is not
that's
like
just
the other
too
ones.
Much
like.
My blood.
Yeah, it wasn't
that was
like
too much of my blood.
The new ones weren't exciting like the other ones. You know, like we had, I was like, man, the package, we get to learn about that. It was, you know, it was really more so dry on these. That wasn't too much. It wasn't too much story going on. But I'm gonna go ahead and let you all interview, give like everybody like a 30-second commercial on who you are, what you do, and how well you do it, so everybody knows, you know, who are the hosts on here and get more acquainted with them. So I will start with my partner in crime, my boy DJ P-Buck. Go ahead and let him know about you, man.
What up? It's DJ P-Buck, formerly Mr. McCarty McCarty at the UNT scene. You know me and Teddy J at the UNT scene, University of North Texas. Out in Denton, oh. Texas. That was serious. You know, we holding it down. We've been holding it down for a minute. Teddy J has been the protege to taking over the throne out there in Denton as far as networking goes with doing exciting things from Dallas to Houston. I mean, Teddy J been making moves from the East Coast to the South. And with me, I've been establishing a lot of new trademarks with my boy Teddy J, such as DJing. We started DJing to basically take what we're doing to the next level with helping artists get out there. I started a nonprofit organization at UNT called Music Influences Culture for students who want to learn the business aspects of the entertainment industry, because without the knowledge, you ain't nothing. I mean, you just get messed over it. That's one of the main things right now. It's fun to be entertaining, but it's dumb when you be successful and don't end up with nothing. That's just dumb. So that's me in a nutshell. I'm all about taking what people do for a passion and trying to turn it into a profit. Bam.
Love it. Bam.
That's
what I'm saying. What a way to start it off. Okay, let's see. Am I going to go for the Devo or am I going to go for the Lemonhead? Let's see. Let's go with the Devo first. Let's go with. So, Keith, go ahead and let them know. You know, some of them heard you on the show last Monday, but some people, you know, they might be just now catching up on their archives. So, you know, let everybody know about you.
Well, I am Keith the Devo. My real name is Jakeith. It's not pronounced the way it looked, but okay, besides that. I am a model and soon to be a college graduate with my BA. Yes, yes, I am very intelligent. And apart from that, I've just been grinding and doing a whole lot of other things. And like I said in my interview, 2013 is looking very, very good for me. I have a lot coming up, a lot. I can't even begin to put my mind to doing it all, but it's a lot out there for me. I just want to thank Steady J for giving me this opportunity to be his co-host. I mean, I am a clown. Don't get me wrong. I am a clown, and I like to have fun. And being around people with a great personality is something that I'm really into. So this right here was definitely a great opportunity for me, and as well as a little more exposure. So I'm grateful. You know, I appreciate everything.
Well, definitely appreciate. We appreciate you. You know, they even gave our guests and stuff last week.
I gave our guests, and this time I'm giving out Foot Locker gift cards as well as matte makeup. Now I'm still trying to put this glamour package together because I don't know who's going to be my winner, so I can't buy, you know, foundation. So I'm still trying to put this glamour package together, but it's going to be on point. It's definitely going to be on point.
Uh-oh. All right. Yeah. I guess that leaves the one last person, you know, the Lemonhead herself, Taryn. What's up?
Of course. What's up? It's y'all's girl, Taryn Lamond. Most people know me. Fans are my Lemonheads, of course. I am an aspiring model for the people that know me and who don't know me. I'm from Detroit. I do a lot of traveling, and I am a business mogul. I'm a very goofy, laid-back girl. If anybody knows me, they know I'm really all about hustling, and I am just, as I said, a goofy girl. Therefore, this will be my first time co-hosting, and I appreciate the opportunity a lot, just as Miss Diva. And I'm just ready to turn up with you guys. That's really all I can say to
exactly.
Y'all.
Exactly.
Hey.
Watch the we on 106 in Park. AJ, you bow wow.
I know, I ain't gonna lie. You you know what people are thinking? Some people was like, hold on now, you got two females and you got two dudes. That was so going to the park. Oh, well, you know, but you can't, there's nothing new under the sun. You know, they didn't invent the wheel. I just continued this process going on.
Mr. 106.
Who Bow Wow? Because some of y'all didn't know.
Bow Wow.
I can't be Bow Wow. And, you know, I'll put some stuff out there. Some of y'all know, you know, me. I like Bow Wow. Some cooler. But me and him, you know, we actually got a chance to have a roast battle against him before. And that was hilarious.
Wow.
Because he came my turn character room, and he was, like, coming in, and he was joking around. You know, he was, like, all the females, like, dang, girl, when you going to get on the camera and show me something? I was like, no, I didn't know it was him at first. And I was just clowning. And I said, who is this old thirsty-ass dude up in here? And then he's like, do you know who I am? You know, and then all these names, some people in the chat room. I'm like, no, I don't know who that is. No, because it's Granny. He had old... just by camera. So, you know, once people started telling me, I started, like, really looking. I said, oh, that is him. And he started throwing his money in the camera. He said, you know who I am? He said, I'm bigger than that than you. No, that. I was like, oh, my God.
But
so
they said he broke now. Is that true?
I said, you bigger than that than me, but yet you over here acting thirsty, talking about, you want to see somebody pop before you on the camera. Why you better go to the goddamn strip club and go over there and chill the hell out. He was, I mean. But he was cool, you know. Me and him, I'm clowning each other. Then we hit each other up on Twitter. And, you know, I haven't really chopped up with him in a while, but that was fun because he came there and clowned us before. Warren Sapp, he used to come clown with us a lot. And that was, like, right when he first started doing NFL Network. He would come in there, and he was more accepted than Carrie. He was roasting everybody ass in their chat room.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
You guys are off the chain. But, Steady J, I love your rant you went on the other day. I was, like, really, really in tears laughing because a lot of people have the game twisted. And actually, somebody else went in on a little rant today. I was like, oh, my God, could you guys just leave these models alone? They're going to get it. Trust me, they're going to get it.
God,
it's confusing.
I mean, that's going to be, I guess that could be our first topic. Then we're going to start with topics. You know, like DJ Peeper was saying, he created MIC because to educate people and be able to turn, you know, take their talents and then turn it into profit. But also, too, we've got to know how to act, because, you know, I also had a rant about that earlier. Somebody, your first time hitting me up, you ain't never met me, and you on BBM, just because you're on BBM, your first thing is, yo.
I'm sorry, bro, that's not professional.
No, I mean, my thing is, I say, you know, me and people, we say what's up and all that, but that's because you built the foundation of knowing each other. When you first meet somebody, you meet them in a formal way. You don't know me like that to be on an informal basis. You have to meet, because then you're going to probably ask me something. So, I mean, that's crazy talk. But we're going to stop and talk to DJ P. But so break it down, you know, as far as like, you know, because you were like, going to more detail as far as with the industry, man, and how important it is to condone yourself a certain way or whatnot. In certain situations.
Man, the industry is all about politicking. If you can't be a good politician, then man, you ain't going to make it in the industry. I mean, you know, they similar to politicians. There ain't nothing different between a politician and an entertainer, except one, you can think he got a lot of money, and the other hiding the fact that he's making a lot of money. It ain't different. So, as an artist, you got to understand that. I mean, you know, it's all about you can put yourself in position, the right position, by befriending the right people. Because, I mean, you know, the industry is all about friends. You know, and friends is a funny word because, you know, friends don't necessarily have to be loyal. Friends just, you know, friends is a front, basically. family is what you're looking for. If you and your friends can be right. like family, if y'all treat each other like family, then that's when you're really friends. If you can't take
yep.
your friend to your crib for a holiday, then that ain't your friend, that's an associate.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then that's
I'm not really big in the industry. I'm not big in the industry, but I am learning as the days pass on. Like, you, it's all about networking, and just because somebody's a little, you know, a little higher than you, a little more established, doesn't mean that, you know, you can't ask questions. That's where a lot of people get the game twisted. They're afraid to ask questions. If I got a question, I'm going to politely DM you, tweet you, because I'm not ashamed, write you some kind of way. I want to know. If Google can't tell me, oh, you're going to tell me. I'm going to ask. Point blank, period. Some girls, they feel like, oh, I ain't going to ask her because she ain't going to tell me. One thing about me, you can't make it to the top without helping nobody else. I said this before, and I constantly say it. You cannot make it without helping nobody else make it. It's impossible. Look at Ceddie J. He put me and you guys on. That's how he going to make it.
Exactly.
It's all about helping one another. But these females, you know, I don't bash people, but
everybody's
crazy.
Asking themselves.
Yeah.
A lot of people are not
right.
What's wrong with the industry? I mean, to me, in my view, on the industry, period, you have people. It's a dirty game, but it's how you come out. That's what it's all about. Yes, you network with other people. You know, you don't have to engage in certain negativity that goes on in the industry. If you keep your self-respect in who you are, that's how you're going to come out. Because it's just like any other city that you step in and you're not from. It's rather that, you know, if you don't come in there with the right mindset, you will get ate alive. And that's how the industry is, period. No matter how you
true.
Look at it. That's
true. That is true. Because I had this one guy ask me, he was like, so how bad do you want to be a model? Would you sleep with somebody to be a model? If that's what it takes, I'll model for Instagram and leave it at that. No. Are you serious? No, it's not even about that, because then you're going to sleep with one person, and then he's going to tell the next person. It's like a cycle. Who does that? Come on now.
Yes, and that's one thing that models go through a lot. And I just want to give this little, you know, shout-out newsflash to the ladies that's listening that might be aspiring models or wanting to model or already are. Please do not put out to different photographers to get to the next level, because what you don't understand is, You're making it harder for other females. Not every female wants to put out to these people. And once you put out, they're not going to promote you the way they're supposed to. They're not going to do
right.
anything, because you make business with pleasure, and that's what you never do, because you're just going to be another one that they just popped off. Don't do that, because now you get all these people that no matter where we go as models, period, we're rather getting asked, are we dancers? Or are we going to put out? You're creating negativity. So I'm saying, if you're going to do it on a personal level, just don't expect too much from it, is all I'm saying.
Right. All right. Oh, yeah, and strippers are not models. I thought that I should just say that, because people
yeah, and
have
that's another thing that we're going to touch base on. I'm not going to knock nobody's hustle. If you're a dancer, do your thing. No doubt about it. Taryn Lamont is not knocking you, baby. Do your thing. Get your money. But the simple fact is, when you come to mix and both, you know what I'm saying? That's what you don't do. You got to stay in your own lane. I mean, you know,
right.
vibe out in all of them. But nowadays with the industry, how it's going, the strippers are getting more of opportunities. Why? Because they have bigger body parts. You know what I mean? They have a lot more, and that's where it comes from, stereotype, and they're way more quicker to just say, okay, yeah, we're down, other than
right.
some other, you know, the skinnier models that might be a little bougie or whatnot. But all I say is, just stay in your own lane. Because
I definitely don't want to knock their hustle.
We're going to go to a quick song break, and then we'll be back. So I got to get it in real quick. And this is my boy, King Louie. This is Val Venus, and we'll be right back on Life of the Dust Live, your boy Ceddie J, DJ P Buck, Terry Lamont, and my girl
yeah.
Keisha Diva.
That's
right. All right.
I'm violent. I'm violent. I'm the man. Rolling up dope in the shirt, got me slow. Four enough to do, started rolled up a fold. I be in the papers in the streets, in your hoe. All of them down in the foreign ride slow. King Louis banging like the folks in the mall. Might overdose if I take another dose. Can't fuck with you, ain't making no dope. These niggas working, they ain't working no more. I'm Neo, they on Asian flow. Video smoking dope with an Asian hoe. Throwing up L's, that's the way it go. I made it, bro, when they hate it, though. I just say so, it tastes that dope. Beat the pussy out like I hate your hoe. Shoot him in until it in the face no more. Smoking like a young nigga trying to go pro. Smoking on death, call that so-so. Look like the gun ain't shooting no more. I know you don't know, cause you'll do a little more. I'm a big G, nigga, you a little hoe. We be out in Cali smoking O's back close. Go against the team and you gun get exposed. Rap and say shots, nigga, outie to the O's. I'm the man, what did they know? What did they know? I'm the man, what did they know? What did they know? I'm the man, what did they know? What did they know? I'm the man, what did they know? What did they know? I'm the man, what did they know? Bump a nigga, hunt you like, tell me when to go. No love, making back to making that dough. Who the fuck are you, bitch, your own boo-boo. Swaggin' in my Louis and I own Goose too. I'm slow-mo, cause I'm on 2-2. Everybody got my pockets on Bruce Bruce. 30 Papa 2s, but I'm still cool. Do a whole bad, tell a bitch roof-roof. Actin' how to get, bitch, you ain't loop-proof. These niggas ain't me, no, they ain't too cool. Cause too strong, bitch, free, be smooth. You can be smooth, but we can eat too. Send this bitch up, man, it's all on you. Shoot a nigga down, make him fall on you. More rounds popping out, getting all on you. More money at the factory, it fall on you. Lean Walgreens and the guns are true. Every nigga with me, arms in the shoot. Ball like a hoop. Call a nigga business or the tool, call it cool. Bitches on dick, hella love in the crew. Every day I win, call me double U. These niggas hate these bitches, love Lulu. Fuck you. I'm a man, what did they know? What did they know? I'm the man, what did they know? What did they know? I'm the man, what did they know? What did they know? I'm the man, what did they know? What did they know?
I'm violent, wildin'.
This is the one and only Antoinette Soto from Tucson, Arizona, showing love to my papi, DJ Ceddy J. Mwah.
Ow. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Life at Dust Live. I'm back in the building with my co-host, with the most, my boy DJ P-Buck, Terry Lamont, and Keith the Diva in the building with me.
That's right.
I gotta say shout out to Miss, shout out to my boy Lowkey and my boy Cash G, man, for putting me up on that song. I'm so addicted to that song now, DJ D, but I mean, every time I hear it, they be playing, you know, they tease you on K104, man. They be playing the beat in the background, but they'll never play the song.
Man, he got the new song right now with J. King Louis. Shout out to him doing this thing. Shout out to Texas.
Yep. Shout out, man. I've been talking about this. I've had a talk with Taryn the other day on the line. No, that's a call off the line. When we were talking about how the Midwest, man, is just, I think 2013 is going to be the year. You know, every year there's a region that really outshines, like, real hard. I think that the Midwest is going to be it in 2013.
Period. But y'all
been
turning
up. Look at the trends. Look at the artists. Look at the model scene. All this stuff is just like, you know, you see something. Every time I turn my head, I'm like, dang, Detroit, photographer, Detroit, Chicago, I am Milwaukee, Naptown, I'm trying to turn my head. It's an artist, a model, a photographer, and whatnot from those areas. So, man, Midwest is like really about to take it by storm. I was St. Louis, I got to say the Lou too, man. You know, everybody's like really trying to do their thing in the Midwest.
Yep, they're not ready for it. If you look, yeah, it's the same, though. All the artists, the models, you have so many people that's firing out the Midwest to where it's just like, I mean, get ready. That's all I got to say, get ready, because I float in that little category, so it's like, get ready for it. Get ready.
This
is going down.
Now, I got a caller on the line for the bring in, because, you know, this is one of the One of our affiliates in the building. You know, that's what I like about people like this. But, you know, we got love around here, you know. And other radio shows support other radio shows. You know, I like that. And I got to say big ups. I got him on the line right now, my boy Cuzzo from Blast Your Thoughts Radio in the building. What's up, bro? What's up? What's up?
Howdy, folks.
Hold on, we gotta take that back, because they didn't get you, because the crowd didn't
I'm
do
glad,
it right
I'm
for
glad.
You. I said, my boy Cuzzo from Blast Your Thoughts Radio is on the show. Let's go. There you go. They got you right. They be trying to act funny sometimes.
What's going on, Sadie J? What's going on, everybody?
What's going on?
Hey, I thought I was a little country. I heard one of the models, I can't remember her name, she turned around and said something, and her accent came out. I said, yeah, she country.
Oh, wow. Who was it? Was it me?
Oh, yeah, that's her.
Everybody said that I'm country. Oh, my God. Oh,
did I? It's okay to be country. You just got a lot of cornbread and red beans on your plate.
I'm not country. Oh, my God.
I'm not country. Oh, Lord. Hey, she just gave me an idea. Said, Jay, I'm finna turn around. I'm finna go buy me another camera, and I'm finna be a photographer. If you want to get on, you know what I'm saying, catch me on No Filter Mondays, and we will exploit you and put the video on YouTube.
y'all be Mondays, man. I just came for, you know, shout out to them. You know, that's how I do it. I snuck from over there. I got rushed out of work, then I snuck over there, peeked over there real quick before I came on to the show. Y'all was tripping out with that topic today, man. I was like, what the hell?
Which one?
The one where you said is, you know, you to get the information out of old dudes, what kind of torture would you do? Y'all was tripping out for that. I don't know if I should restate, but I should reiterate my answer was, I don't know if I should tell them that.
I don't know.
I said some real sick stuff. That's what I'm telling you now.
I don't know where my other part of Oakville is at. Dope ass music, West Coast. It's close to y'all here. We wanted to cut up with you. To listen to your model. I'm on here trying to find their crazy.
And I think you said I was in the screening room. You said somebody from 972 was checking in with you too. Let me see what they all was peeping in.
What it do is your boy Dope Ass Music. No answer.
Oh,
no
Lord. This dog, the crazy dude himself. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. No, I was going to message you. You was the crickets. I ain't going to do it.
Steady J went no filter. I can't even say it on the show. I'm gonna respect the show. You know what I'm saying?
I just wasn't gonna say it. I just gonna make him have to go listen to the show and go find out for themselves.
Okay. Well, I'm just gonna let you know. Steady J is a interrogator in the work already. Here's the question. The question is, there's a bomb at your mama house. You have the person that put the bomb at your mama house at the spot. You have to get him to tell you the information so that your mama don't get blown up. What is going to be your form of torture to get the information? Now, there's been several things that were said on the show. One was take the person's sphincter and wrap it around their head. The other one was cut the meat so that the testicles can fall out. No, City J says, I'm going to put some sausages on his ball sack and get a hungry pit bull, and I bet you he'd tell me what I need to know. So.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Really, City?
It just got real. It just got real.
Well, at least you can get the information you're looking for.
There we go.
I'm going to get it because it ain't blowing up my mind. It's going to get real.
And now I need to be introduced because I don't know who actually gave Steady J two beautiful women to be on his show.
And a real DJ.
Yeah, and a real DJ. The blog talk guys must have shouting down on you, Steady J. You must have been like Dalai Lama in your former life.
No, I just paid my time, you know. They don't ever turn. You know, I paid my tithes, man. I paid my tithes. You know, they were out there telling me, you know, going to go 10-fold, 20-fold, and you know, all that. I was like, man, y'all just making up stuff. I mean, maybe I can finally pay it off.
I told you shouldn't have went to the strip club, dope.
Hey, you know, instead of putting it into the building fund, we put it in the strip club fund. Hey, you know, strippers need new poles, man. Strippers need new poles.
And then you got to invest into the hand sanitizer and all that stuff to clean up. You know, I guess that's another stuff. But I'm gonna let you. I'm gonna introduce y'all to the top from the top. I got my, of course, I got my boy DJ P Book.
Yes, and as far as being a real DJ, I'm a real entertainer. I get the music out there to the club. I keep the club jumping. But as far as just on the whole scratching tip, only scratching I do is. Is you know, scratching out some lottery tickets trying to win some old money.
Hey, what's your name on Twitter?
On Twitter at PBUCK, PVUCC.
PB, you know I'm a little slow.
PBUCC.
I know, yep, oh, yep. I know that little country motto ain't talking.
Oh, I ain't saying.
One thing about it, you can't shut me up, so I'm good.
That's my partner in crime there, y'all.
I think I'm
you know,
love.
Like you
yeah,
said,
we've been
rocking with each other for a while.
We don't care about the DJ. We want to talk to the women. Well, we need
oh,
to know
Lord, y'all so hold on, this is that. Where they at?
The true stars.
Uh-oh, all right,
so I'm gonna start from the top. Okay, let's see. Let's go. Terry Lamone. Let's start with her first. That's my girl right there from the Midwest, Detroit, to be exact.
Now, when you say your girl, you mean y'all in a relationship or y'all just friends?
Oh no, that's my friend. That's my cousin twice removed. On my mama side.
Oh, okay. First cousin. I'm a stalker.
That's still legal in Arkansas, so we all good. That's still legal in Arkansas.
We're cousins.
How you doing?
It's a pleasure to meet y'all. If y'all did not catch my name originally, I am Dope Ass Music. No S's, no C's. Anybody that's remedial, that's DOPEACZMUZIK. I am the host of the No Filter Radio Show on Blast Your Thoughts. I am Team No Filter Bay Area California Stand Up. And this is our co-host, Big Duke Fan 99. You know what I'm saying? Cuz Ho, Cackalacky Stand Up.
I am Kiff the Diva.
Yeah, and then Keith the Diva, first on her, and that's the last edition of the family right there. The one you keep calling Miss, you keep calling country. You wrong, so wrong.
She looked like it.
She
in
hurt my
feelings. Oh, it's okay. I could.
He hurt my feelings. Oh my God.
I'll make you feel better. I'm a feed you, baby.
Lord.
I know how to cook, but I don't cook. I pay other people to cook. So we just going to be eating out a lot. You might not be as sick, but you're going to be healthy.
You know, I'm going to continue that topic because I can't, I ain't going to make myself look crazy. I'm going to ask the co-host that too, man. And, you know, I keep rewording the topic so many different ways. Ask that question again, though.
Oh, you're gonna ask the question again?
All right. I'm gonna start with DJ T-Buck on the answer.
Dope. You gotta use your professional skills and be you know what I'm saying, use your East Coast vocabulary.
Oh, okay. I'm using the East Coast vocabulary. Alright. Yeah. So you are currently in a situation where you have to extract information so that a terrorist threat to the person that gave you birth, your maternal side, will not get blown up bits. you have the interrogate in the secret location. You work for the CIA, and you need to get this information out of him using methods that might not be Geneva Convention friendly. How would you extract this information from this so-called terrorist?
I'll leave him in the room with Mitch, with 47% of the people, 47% of the people who he said he don't need to post from. And then we'll just leave all up in there and see if they all can be friends for 5 minutes. And then after that, I'll come back in there and get my information.
So you're going to leave him, because he's a right wing, you're going to leave him in a room full of Democrats, is what you're saying.
So I'm talking about 47% of hungry people who like their food stamps and all them other gifts they getting and want to keep them.
I'm going to put a Mitt Romney mask on him and put him in there with the 47%.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people too. I'm talking about everybody.
The DJ Ron, I think he's more sadistic than you, Sidney J. You know what I'm saying? That takes some thought right there.
Oh, then he don't give him. That dude might not live. He don't give Mars. He's gonna be like 20 different. It's gonna be like 1,000 something outfits coming at once.
Now you gonna have that on every social network. It's gonna be on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. People gonna be giving shout outs to. I'm gonna have to keep them on topic though. I'm like, come on, we trying to save my mom here. That's my mom. Y'all gotta stay focused. I need all y'all. We need each other.
Be like, hey, hustle man, quit trying to sell the EBT cards. Focus on Mitt Romney right here.
Oh. No, but he just deployed though to go ahead and get everybody angry and hyped up, you know. Like Teddy J talking about pit bull, put some hungry people in a room, tell them you can take their food temp away. I don't think they got nothing on pit bull. You can take my food temp away? How my babies gonna eat? That's worse than running out of chicken. What are you talking about giving away free chicken at Popeyes?
Hey, the Boondocks, when they ran out of chicken, that was hilarious. Shout out to the Boondocks.
I'm going to feed my babies.
Oh, Lord. All right, let's take it to Terry. Hey, Terry, what's your answer to that question, Terry?
I'll have to say I'll probably go in sniper mode. Knowing me and my temper, let's just say I take all the steps necessary to get the answers that I would need.
Hold on, repeat that again.
You need to add smack slaps in the background.
I said that I would go into sniper mode and just know that I'd do what I had to do to get all the answers that I needed necessary.
She sounds like she's getting in the trunk of the car now.
That's where we go leave it at.
Uh-oh.
That was a real filter answer. That was a filtered answer right there. That didn't have no colorful adjectives or verbs or nothing. You know what I'm saying? But it's all right. The FCC might be listening. Yeah, the FCC might be listening on that answer.
All right, we gotta see. All right, Keith, it's on you. What you got? What's your answer on that one?
I would cry.
He said, "Fuck."
Mama dead.
Your mama dead.
No, seriously, I'm chopping off body parts. So I got my answer.
There we go, geek gangster.
She ain't from the street, but she been listening to music.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all just started cutting out body parts. Try to get my answer.
She been watching Criminal Minds.
Yes.
Right, I'll get the answer.
Okay, we done
playing
Jay-Z.
Freestyle session.
Hey, you gotta get the other one, Sandy J. Survey says. I want her to have a little more time to think about her answer real quick. She's like, she gonna cry.
Yes, I'm gonna cry.
That man gonna sit there. He gonna look at you and laugh. He gonna. Oh man, you too much. You are too much. She must know her mama got her as a beneficiary on her insurance plan.
Man, but say. Speaking of crying, though, man, hey, what's up with that dude from Kansas City Chiefs?
Hey.
Oh.
He gets
the cricket award of the day.
Why they not getting in on this boy? Man, this dude here is a crazy psycho murderer. But they making him seem like he was a hurt victim.
He was.
I tell you.
He was 25 years old. He fell in love with a younger. She cheating on him. That nigga been in the league. And she fought one of the starters. That shit hurt.
Man, he in the league balling, and his girl cheese on him. He had to do a million other things before she even got to that point.
Right,
yeah. Put it on her.
And see, it's probably difficult too, because you know when you play sports, that shit like when you in season, that shit like a all time everyday job. So he don't really get to feel like that. Oh baby, yeah, I'm at the house chilling. Then next thing you know, he turn around and look on YouTube and see her in a busted open video. You know what I'm saying?
No, see,
here's what happened. She said, baby, you play for the Chiefs? Oh, I can't be having no sex with nobody that played for the Chiefs. You got to play for the Chiefs. You got to play for the Chiefs. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. She broke up with him. I don't want to go with you no more. Your team, sorry.
Y'all are 1-9
or something like that? No, now they are 2 thanks
man,
to the sorry ass Carolina Panthers, man. What the
Carolina
fuck?
Panthers got paid off. They're like, it's gonna look good if she wins. You know he a hustler. Look at his hair. He gotta be a hustler. So how that hair do.
That's
and the
Frederick
Douglass.
Why Cam Newton looking like one of them nigglets from that Tales from the Hood movie right now?
He is from Alabama.
Oh man, save that boy, man. He got the bread though. He's a superstar, so I give him that.
Could you think of the controversy with Victor Cruz's mom and him, and she like. You know, it's a Campbell Soup commercial, then they sit on the bleacher and they start doing that goddamn end zone dance, softly. And I said, what the hell? I said, you know what, Campbell Soup, I'm going to throw your ass across the goddamn room. Truth be told, Time Warner Cable, that's what they call it out here in North Carolina. They turn around and pay that man for them commercials. He get more from his endorsements than he do his damn contract.
Damn.
Shoot, man.
What about Andrew Bynum looking like Harriet Tubman? I'm just saying, Andrew Bynum looking like Harriet Tubman, that Frederick Douglass hairdo.
He got the Don King throw going on right now. That's from being in Cali. Don King adopted him as his son, and he took that to heart. So that's what he's doing right now.
He's like 22 years old with gray streaks in his head. I'm like, you is not Mr. Fantastic. What is wrong with
you? Not Fantastic. You did not say Mr. Fantastic. I'm done with you. I'm done with you. You did not say. I can't do it you today. Not Mr. Fantastic. Oh, Lord. Okay, we're going to go to a quick sound break. Hey, this is about my boy Kilo Thomas. You know him, T-Buck. You know my boy Kilo.
Dream big, hustle hard. Shout out to my boy Lex. You know, they in the mix. Lex just hit me up earlier. Hold on. That one folks play out loud.
All right, I'm about to play Sweat by my boy Kilo Thomas. Y'all know Kilo Thomas. A lot of y'all like, some of you might be saying that, but as far as we is, y'all know him when he was younger. He played Zero on Hov. He was the light-skinned boy with the crazy hair on Roll Bounce. You know, that's just a few movies to throw out there to kind of remind you. He was a boy on Friday at the Nexus on TV right now, I just noticed. You know, he was the one that got an ass whooping because he decided to go kick Santa. That's Kilo Thomas. All right, so let's just rock with him right now. It's a Sweat right back on Life of the Dust Live with the craziest co-host in the world. And Blast Your Thoughts coming over and helping taking over the world over here, too. Let's go.
I was always eating fudge, but I wanted to snack on something else.
The front is white and pure. The back is dark and naughty.
What about nuts?
You'll love the nuts. Which side will you try first? Zebra Bar. It satisfies your exotic cravings, whatever they are. Put it in your mouth.
Here you go, man. One of our special sponsors of Zebra Bar is on campus. People are going to really go into the store and look for that. They're going to be mad because they ain't going to find it. But anyways, nah, man, shout out. But Zebra Bar, man, it is what it is, man. Zebra Bar is one of the best commercials ever, man. They, you know, put it in your mouth. That's what the slogan is, put it in your mouth.
Oh, wow.
I was back in the building with my boy DJ P-Buck, Terry Lamone, my girl Keisha Diva, and, of course, we got the No Filter on Blast Your Thoughts Takeover over here. And now my boy cuz all dope ass music in the building.
Yeah, what it do?
And we got about saving more minutes of the show. Man, I'm telling you, man, it don't matter, y'all, if I do a 30-minute show or an hour show, it still goes by too fucking quick.
It does.
I said 30 minutes quick. Hour, it seemed like it was quicker in the hour than it was 30 minutes. That's ridiculous. But
how do I say goodbye to what we had?
From the top, Eddie. Sing it from the top, Eddie.
A heart is a house of love and love.
When American Idol goes bad on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, man, yep, that's my inner radio. That's my alter ego radio, Raheem. He comes out, but he just wants to sing random songs out of nowhere. That's Radio Raheem.
Oh,
okay.
He's showing his age.
All right, I see. Who is this? You know, y'all be having these strange numbers. 1111111.
Yeah, when they got that 111, that mean they listening to your show, but they don't want you to know. So that's a private number.
Spam.
Bam. But I know. Let me see who it is. It looks like it's somebody important. All right, who is this mystery caller in the building?
What's up?
What's Tay-Tay. Up? Tay-Tay.
How
am I correct?
Doing?
No, she over here sneaking in. You know what? I was going to give you some applause. No, we got to give you she got to sneak behind the curtain.
Uh-huh.
She got to give us some crickets on that one. I don't know. What's up? I'm glad to see you in the building.
How y'all doing? This is Goldie.
Goldie?
Oh, I was totally wrong. I never get the credit. I just did my goddamn self. I give myself a damn cricket. I deserve that one. Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. And I was about to tweet Tay-Tay. Oh, my God.
What's up? Hold on. I just realized, hold on. Run that back. You just say Goldie?
I sure did.
Oh, man. Y'all know, I know who this is now. See, how the hell I get thrown up by my own sister's voice? What the hell's wrong with me? Yeah, let me give myself some more cookies on that one.
Girl, what you
watching? Girl, what you watching? The Goldie Show. Oh, man. What's up, little sis? What's up?
Nothing much. I saw you were live, so I called in and, you know, wanted to say hi to everybody.
Hey,
Goldie. I'd like to thank you for giving my big break, my big singing break for your show hook, you know.
Mm-mm. You were just
P-Buck
the first
whatever,
audition.
P-Buck will ever remember
you
for
audition.
That.
You auditioned.
Oh, what you mean? I ain't get the part? Oh, man.
I'm just going to let you know, we'll call you. Don't call us, you know.
Okay, you lucky you're family.
But you know what I got to say, you know what, a lot of people don't know this, but without her, I wouldn't even be on this show right now. I wouldn't even be on the show because, you know, she used to have a show on, and it was like so freaking hilarious. And what she would do, she just had a random talk and whatnot. And I remember, what was the episode? You had somebody from the franchise board snuck in and was listening. Y'all was acting a fool or something.
Yeah, we had I forgot his name. The bigger dude. I forget his name, but he was.
Yeah, I forgot his name too.
He was listening.
Jizzle. That's what his name was. Jizzle.
Yeah. He was listening in, and everybody was wanting to get on the phone. So we started like just. I guess we lost our mind. I don't know. I guess we got starstruck. We got starstruck. So, we lost our mind that day, and it turned into a good show.
Oh, yeah. I still remember that. You were clowning. But I started doing a show, I was like, man, I was like, I'm going to do a show. And then I saw she didn't show what she did, and I was like, oh, man, I gotta get on this. And I remember what was that the first episode we did was that one where we were talking about real rap music is hip hop really dead. I remember we was going in and I still remember that. That's just
how do you the new co host liking the show?
Yeah, so I gotta introduce my little sister to each of y'all. You know, of course, you already know DJ P-Book. That's family. You know, and, of course, Tara Lamont's in the building.
You know,
that's Detroit.
Hey, girl.
What's up?
You got Keaton, my other co-host, the most. My girl, Keista Diva, in the building.
Hey, mama.
Hey, girl. How you doing?
I'm great. How about yourself?
I'm awesome. I'm a little hoarse, so I sound, dry, but it's okay.
I'm going to stop talking because they say I'm country, so I'm not going to say much.
We love your country, too. Yeah, you do sound like you have, one of those little straws in your mouth and you on the porch with your banjo.
Oh, my God. See, y'all done got something started. Oh, my God. I'm shamed.
And, of course, I got my guest in the building, my boy Cuz on Dope Ass Music from No Filter Radio over on Blast Your Thoughts and Name. And the No Filter ain't nothing. It's no cute name. They really do keep it no filter. They be asking some thorough questions. And I still remember y'all had people pissed the hell off when y'all was asking no questions about I remember that one episode I tuned into, and it was about homosexuals, and people was going the hell off on that. So I remember that. So that was thorough. And I was like, oh, man, you was like tripping out. And everybody was like asking. No, they was asking one chick, Bree, and they was asking about how it is being a lesbian. It was like, God damn, I thought we was watching Bill Nye the Science Guy, because everybody was asking all these questions like, oh, my God, we've never met a lesbian ever in our life. They were tripping out. So.
I don't want you to get the wrong impression of me based on Sadie J's introduction. I'm dope ass music. I'm a born again Christian. I have no idea what he's talking about.
Okay, you're not on trial. Here. I'm not gonna judge you. Okay? You're not on trial.
Oh, Lord.
Don't sound like she country too.
The Texas took over her voice more than it took over mine.
Oh, whatever.
Yes, it has, because your voice be compared to yours is not in country.
This is true.
You're not supposed to agree, really.
four men. It's four men on the line and three women, so we win.
Hold on. Can we have a small moment of silence for the New York Giants? They just got that ass whooped.
Hold on, the Giants lost?
Yeah, they lost, man.
Thank you. I need them to lose because this is very crucial. It's the Cowboys won yesterday.
The Cowboys.
Hold on. Matter of fact, I got it ready. Oh, yeah.
Where the damn crickets at?
Yes.
They're getting those crickets. The Cowboys. They got them. Dallas Cowboys. They got it. They got it. They might be able to sneak into this bad boy.
They got a chance. May the odds ever be in your favor. They got a chance.
Oh, man. You know, Dez Bryant, all Dez Bryant has to do is play like the number 88 that's on his jersey. You play like Michael Irvin, we can win some games. All you got to do is play like Michael Irvin.
They don't make coke like they used to.
Oh, man. So I can't say my sister, you know, she's a Eagles fan.
Hey, I will exit stage left before I let y'all bash my Eagles.
Philadelphia Eagles.
I didn't think they had a team anymore.
Oh.
Well,
they
still have a team. They keep giving away players.
Oh, man. Let's find out. I'm going to put people on Front Street. What's everybody's favorite team on here? Let's go to DJ P-Buck. Who is your favorite team?
My favorite team left us high and dry. Houston Oilers. When y'all coming back? I mean, you know, Houston, Texas is like reincarnated Houston Oilers, but it just ain't the same no more. I'm an 80s baby, so I'm stuck in the past, man. But shout out to the playoffs, Houston, Texas, H-Town.
Hey, I'm glad he said that because I was a Buffalo Bills fan. After them four ass whoopings in the Super Bowl, I was like, fuck it, I went to Carolina.
Oh, so you running with the little nicklet.
Yeah, now that Carolina got a team, them motherfuckers sorry too.
Steve Smith, though. I've always liked Steve Smith.
So I just talk about college basketball.
But you got Duke fans. See, we are mortal enemies in college basketball. I can't do
that. Who you like?
I can't say it. I know it's gonna start a war.
No, it ain't gonna start no. See, I'm different than the other people. See, I'm a fan of the game, and I know the game. You got bandwagon people that turn around and team win all these games.
If I say who my team is,
NC State.
It's the people that have the beautiful sky type of blue. It's not sky blue. They call it Carolina blue.
Oh, that's all right. I ain't going to be mad at you. But at the same time, Carolina, y'all are public school, Duke. You know what I'm saying? We private. You got to make a damn 1200 on the SAT just to come visit off campus. So if we go through the projects and hand out damn scholarships, we'd be number one every year.
Oh, Okay. Since you brought
that up, your team gonna be under investigation till 2020.
Oh, man,
them niggas been giving out grades. How the hell you go to college and take a class that can't nobody else take?
Oh, man, you know, I'm not gonna play with you today. I'm not gonna take this no more.
Y'all ain't gonna be no more good until y'all get rid of Roy Williams. Roy Williams is not a coach.
That's all right, man. You know what I gotta say too, you said bandwagon. I mean, you know what? I'm in baseball, my team is the Yankees, And I wish them they lose and get their behinds murked, and I'm with them when they win championships. At the end of the day, it's a real fan duty. You know, a lot of these people will be so finicky. They'd be like, yeah, man, I'm a Yankees fan. But as soon as we have a bad season, you know, we got behind whooped by the Rangers 2 years in a row, and everybody, well, all of a sudden, they ain't a Yankees fan no more. I'm like, man, they got 27 championships, y'all. What are you complaining about?
Listen, speaking of not a coach, Jerry Jones not a coach, but he was a pretty good rapper in that Papa John's commercial. I'm going to still cut me up. He needs to just retire from being a GM and just go and start his rapping career with Deion.
No, he does not need to rap, baby.
Jerry Jones
needs to rap.
Hey, he probably still
like, what the hell?
Jerry Jones can get anybody in America to come play for him because he can turn around. Even though your contract say $3 million, he'll give you the rest of it in cash up front.
Ooh, man, you're talking about three. I mean, 5-8-9. I mean, come on. No, we are not calling him a rapper. BJP, like I want you to refrain from that statement. We will not call Jerry Jones. We would not call him a rapper. I just can't do it.
He about like P. Diddy. He got the money. Why not? Why he can't rap? He can get somebody to ghostwrite for him.
Oh, I mean, the video. I mean, it's funny, too. The video looked like it was like a cheesy behind P. Diddy video. And
all you need
like,
is Kirk on the hook. Put Kirk O'Bangs on the hook. Bang.
For just $5.
Like, yeah, Hank Williams Jr., they roll a fat L, smoke that, man. They got a hit. They got a hit song.
Oh, Lord. But, man, I see, man, we're in the after hours, you know. Shout out to my girl, Tara Lamont, has left the building. You know, I appreciate you. I appreciate you so much. Appreciate you, DJ T-Buck. You know, man, he always rolled me. He always been rolling me, man. Rocking me hard. You know, we did been through some tough times and having to go through some tough nonsense. But we'd always find ways to come up on top. I mean, shout out to, man, y'all, the craziest moment me and him ever went through. Remember Super Bowl, DJ T, but.
Oh, man, we was grinding in the snow. Why I got a snow in Dallas? I don't understand that.
It's snowing in Dallas?
Yeah, I live in Dallas. Super Bowl weekend. It's a Jerry Jones curse. It snowed All-Star weekend and then Super Bowl weekend when it was in Dallas.
Yeah, and the final,
and then
the final
next,
four
and
come
the next
here
year,
in 2014.
But Teddy J, tell them how the next February was hot all the whole month.
Yeah,
then
the whole
didn't
month
have
it was hot.
Event going down. So Jerry Jones, that's all his bad karma for having his players run his pounds. You know, Nate Newton and Michael Irvin and everybody was pushing for him. You know, so just bad karma, man. Do bad things, bad stuff happen.
Shoot, back then that's when the coat was good. Them boys
Jerry Jones,
around
they got rich, man. They got rich messing around with Nate Newton. And
Who was that? Who was that turned around and got? Who? Which one of the players was that got busted with 700 pounds of weed? Then 2 weeks later, got busted with 500.
I know it was a couple different scenarios. I know it was Nate Newton had one. Irving got cleaned up. You know, he NFL Network representing us, so we'll leave his past in the past.
But nah, man, you know, okay, you know, I'm asking a tough question. Who do y'all think is going to be in the Super Bowl? Because I don't know. I don't have an answer to that question, honestly.
Who you think will be in the AFC Championship game and the NFC Championship game? That way you could try to get one.
I mean, the Super Bowl is going to be broken down to which teams get to play which teams. Because, see, if you just say who's the best team, it's not really a best team. It's a best matchup when certain teams play each other. So if one team knock off another team, then that'll make the lane free up for another team. Like last year, New York got lucky because a couple teams that would have blew them out got knocked out by some other team. So, in the discussion, I say 49ers got the best matchup with any squad when they come down to it right now.
That's only Alex Smith, man. Didn't they just lose to the sorry-ass Rams?
But see, it's on the whole, it's on the matchup, though. It's on the matchup.
He did go there. Pittsburgh just beat Baltimore with goddamn, what's your old last man?
Charlie
Batch.
Mm-hmm.
I know, Charlie Batch, not our man. If we play against the Cowboys, play against Charlie Batch and we lose, man, we deserve it, not even. We deserve to play the whole league for a whole season, man. We lose against Charlie Batch. I cannot allow that to happen.
Charlie Batch got an AARP card.
Damn, I'm thinking like, damn, if Charlie Batch get hurt, what other quarterback do they got? I know. They need to. They need to put a bounty on his ass.
I don't know. They might have to pull McNabb out or something.
Kaepernick, you know what? Kaepernick, you know what? Colin Kaepernick, man, that dude's balling right now. You know, a lot of people was hating him because he lost, you know, this weekend. But I still think, honestly, he still played his behind off because, I mean, if you take away his rushing yards. They didn't have really no rushing yards that game. So,
did you know that he was really Kirk O'Bain?
I know he do like Kirk O'Bain, though. He does like Kirk O'Bain.
They the same people.
I know, man. I'm waiting on that one. I'm waiting on somebody to tell me that's really Kirk. That's really Kirk O'Bain. But shoot, man, I'm thinking, I know they were hating. Hey, Terry, I got you back in the building. I snuck her back in. God, freaking name, Blog Freaking Talk Radio. but man, y'all, I'm gonna go ahead and remind everybody: if you miss any parts of the show, you can always check it out at blogtalkradio.com/Eddie J, or check it out on iTunes. Type in Life at the Does Live. Go there, and you can listen to all the shows for free, for free, and download for free. They like that one. Yeah. And then you listen on dustspot.com. So you got too many different ways. And it's like on many other sites, too. If you Google Life After Dust Live, you're going to find it. So there you go. That being said, man, we get ready to roll on out. Everybody, let them know where they can find you at. Start with my boy, DJ P-Buck. Let them know where they can find you, DJ P-Buck.
You can find me on my Twitter page. That's P-B-U-C-C.
All right, my boy. Cuzzo, let me know where you can find you at, bro. You can find me on Twitter at BigDukeFan99. And on Saturday J Dust Spot looking at these models. Hey, dope, man. Let everybody know they can find you at, man.
You can definitely not find me at any of them places where they talking about they're going to be interrogating these terrorists. That's what you can't find me at. Y'all vicious. Hey, y'all can find me on Twitter. I'm Mr. Googleable. That means you type in my name, you can find me everywhere. That's DopeAzzMuzik. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man, Eddie J. Shout out to the DJ. Support the DJ. Support the entertainer, / dancer, / bartender, / you know what I'm saying, selling out the back of the trunk, you know what I'm saying? Support the DJ.
There you go, man. Shout out to the people that's making it rain, man, making the rain monopoly money. All right, my girl Goldie, I see my sis. What's up? Let them know where they can find you at.
You can find me on Twitter at Goldie Honey. That's GoldieHunii. And my Facebook is Sierra Collier. You can find me on Sed's page under family. So other than that, that's where I'm at.
Damn. And I got let me shout out my girl Terry Lamont's page. You can find her at TARYN. Lemon is like lemon, but except it's two Y's, so LYYMON. And then you can find my girl Keisha Diva at IM Keisha, the DA. _diva. And you find them there. Of course, you can find them all the dust spots. Man, we rolling our out, man. It's definitely been a crazy show. Can't wait for Monday, for Wednesday's shows. It's going to be Crazy Little Boy. Shamar Reed is, like, one of the coolest producers that I've came across. Like, this dude's really doing it up. And he got people from, like, over across the seas buying beats from him. Like, this dude's, like, really sick. So I would definitely rock with him. And we'll have him on here this Wednesday. I'm interviewing him, so y'all check it out. All right, that being said, and everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, when there's a J, or when there's a P-Book, or when there's a Cuzzo, or when there's a dope-ass music, or when there's a Terry Lamone, or when there's a Keisha Diva, or when there's a you, there is a way. Y'all tuned to another episode of Life of the Dust Live. We're rolling on out in the words of Chris Brown. Deuces. We're rolling on out. Let's see what I want. I'm going to roll out to something. Let's see. You know, you were talking about pole dancers. I'm going to put on I Love Them Strippers. I Love Them Strippers.
I do.
Let's play big bank, take love bank. Bank. You are looking at a shark in a fish tank. Tank. When I'm in the kitchen, I make plenty cash. Tell shawty call me, she got plenty ass. Yeah, I love the strippers. Yeah, yeah, I love the strippers. Yeah, yeah, I love the strippers. Yeah, 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 I love the strippers. Yeah. In my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I bag, I'm frontin' on you, know you frontin'. Yeah, I love the strippers. Yeah, yeah, I love the strippers. Yeah, yeah, I love the strippers. Yeah, 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 I love the strippers. Yeah. In my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I bag, I'm frontin' on you, know you. Okay, first a bag, Louis backpack, pack. Where's Paris Hilton?
Where?
Where's Cat Stack? I'm Rambo with this ammunition, my camo come from True Religion. I'm broke, can't pay attention, your cue to missing. New edition, Mr. Telephone Man. There's something wrong with my line. When I call my baby's number, I get a click every time. Every line is dope, you can snow. Work in the pool, I can make it do a robot. I'm haterphobic, they mad cause I'm winning. They busy hind catching. Mad cause I'm pitching. All my different. All my diamonds glistening. My so loud, everybody listen. They say it's for the birds, so I bought it. My Boost Mobile chirping, it might be my amigo. Yeah, I love the strippers. 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 In my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I bag, I'm frontin' on you, know you frontin'. Yeah, I love the strippers. 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 In my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I bag, I'm frontin' on you, know you.
Two times, you crazy. No, I'm crazy. Wrong with these bitches lately. Better get on their knees and pray. I rap that rich gang. Where's Stunner? Where's Wayne? That's red on my wrist bang. SB, Mac Main. Tail Tiger, looking for this tall Black China. Take in the hot flash. Menopause hot flash. Yes, that's why I'm crown queen. And I ain't looking for the prom king. These whole careers ain't promising. Killing these crime scene. Oh, that's how I do it. When I pull up, this hit you in the chin like a pull up. My door's so cocky, my door's so stuck up. Oh, how about the space car? The space press, I call him a space bar. Man, I wish it would. $100,000 engine, I wish it could.
Yeah, I love the strippers. Yeah, I love the strippers. Yeah, I love the strippers. Yeah, yeah, I love the strippers. In my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I bag, I'm frontin' on you, know you frontin'. Yeah, I love the strippers. Yeah,
in my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I bag back, I'm frontin' on you, know you.
Hey, I don't even think these things understood what the fuck I just said. I said $100,000 engine. How is your good? Like the little engine, that good. Get it. 2 Chainz.